Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday. It's time to continue our Shepparton Festival series, marking 25 years of the festival this year. We're joined on the line this morning by the current chair of the festival, Kirsten Green. Good morning, Kirsten.
Good morning, Terry.
Bit foggy out there this morning, Kirsten. Have you been
it
out
is.
Yet?
No, I'm peering out the window at the Gemmell Swamp and it's very cloudy out there.
Nice, interesting view, I bet. So it was, I should say, the 25th anniversary of the Shepparton Festival this year, and you were at the helm as chair. So you had to do that sort of switch around from an autumn, almost summer festival to winter festival this year.
We did. We decided that March was going to be too early because of COVID. It was too much of a risk. And one of our main sponsors, Greater Shepparton Council, were encouraging us to do it, try a winter festival anyway. They were keen to see something happen in winter. So we thought we'd go with the winter, hoping that would be a little less COVID impacted.
Yeah, so that happened in June. So what is the wash-up from that festival? What were your learnings? How did it go, generally speaking?
Look, I think people by then were hungry for something to happen because of COVID impacting so many things. So, look, while we ended up being impacted by COVID lockdowns and changes again as well, and some things couldn't happen as planned, certainly the feedback and, the number of hits on our social media and those sorts of things were very, very high. Yeah. So, look, the wash-up was very good. We've just finished writing our report from the festival and certainly, media interest, as I said, the social media interest was very, very good, and so was the feedback that we received.
So 2022 festival is planned to be back at its normal time in March.
It is.
Who knows what might happen between now and then, but that's the plan. So in these months, most of us, I guess, don't think a lot about the festival because it's not sort of happening, but these are the months where you really have to do that hard planning work.
Absolutely.
I would imagine. Tell me what you're doing now.
Well, I guess we have a creative director, Jamie Lee, who's very much like we've got draft programs already sitting in front of us. We have an expression of interest process and it closed on the 5th of September from memory. We did extend it a little bit and so that's already happened. The call to create is out there, where people can put in pieces of art that will reflect our theme for next year, Thrive. It's all go, really, absolutely. It has to happen now. As many things we need locked in, all those conversations to be happening around supporting people with ideas and how those ideas might come to fruition for the festival.
Well, you mentioned the theme Thrive, which has already been revealed. Is there anything else you can tell us about the festival for 2022?
Oh, look, not really. No, we have that notion of things happening in unique places. So there's a couple of interesting places being discussed for possible events. So that's a wait and see. But no, I'm not giving anything away, Terry. No.
Damn, I'll just have to keep pressing you on that.
Yeah,
where would...
no, sorry.
no scoops here today, folks.
No, I'm not that easy, Terry. Sorry.
Might have to, send you some Tim Tams or something. What would you like to see? How would you like to see it evolve next year?
Look, I guess next year is very much the first year, keeping in mind our new strategic plan that we put together at the end of last year. And that strategic plan very much focused, I guess, on what our purpose is and how we want our festival to evolve as part of that strategy. So that's, I guess, increasing the diversity of the audience, but also those presenting their creativity. So that's that's being looked at as part of, you know, deciding on what the program looks like, who's actually involved in delivering those creative activities, how many are First Peoples, how many are, you know, from refugee communities and other our multicultural community here in Shepparton, both presenting, as I said, but also what's going to capture them as an audience. You know, so we increase that audience number, but also increase the diversity in that audience. So I guess that's what I'm keen to see, is how that evolves for next March, as a stepping stone then to increase it again the following year and to keep building on those things.
How can you increase the diversity of your audience?
Look, it's very much, we're also wanting to increase the number of events that we commission. So as I mentioned, we have that expression of interest policy that's been, and, you know, process that's been happening for a long time. So we're reflecting on how that process works for different people, realising that perhaps putting in a written expression of interest doesn't capture some of those people. That's not the way they might go about things, or they mightn't feel confident to put in that written expression of interest to deliver something. So it's going out and talking to them and getting them involved, which of course takes time and effort. So certainly that's part of it. And then I guess getting them as an audience perhaps first to see some things might then trigger their thought that, you know, we could actually be a part of it as well. So it's the increasing that connection with those communities personally. So that's from me down, really, you know, from me across the rest of the committee, and then our staff members that we have, increasing those connections and building up, I guess, the strength in those relationships, but also the trust. We know it's got to be based on trust.
After 25 years, what do you see as the purpose of the festival?
Look, our purpose we're still saying is the same, actually. That was really interesting. So we went back to the last, I mean, this is all in some ways very boring sounding stuff, but we reflected on our association, like constitution, and we actually decided that the constitution was quite clear in what our purpose is, and that was very much around ensuring that art's for the entire community, the whole community, and for that diverse community. And of course, then it was realising that over 25 years, certainly the community has changed. I mean, Australia has changed, you know. So, and certainly Greater Shepparton has changed in who's living here, what their origins are from, and what they might like to see. And also, then the other part of our purpose is very much making Shepparton a good place to be, and, you know, improving social cohesion. So we agreed that those things were still correct. So, historically, that's what the Shepparton Festival was about, and we consider that still what it needs to be about. So it really is just how do we make sure we're doing those things and doing them well, and perhaps doing them better.
Okay. So the next thing the community can get involved in, I guess it's just a matter of keeping a look on the website if there are ways that people can get involved. Obviously, yeah.
Yeah. And look, still, I guess, while the expressions of interest have changed, we're still out and about there, you know, looking for people who, or groups that might be keen to get involved. Again, look, we've had the recent lockdown, so that sort of changed things, I guess, during that EOI process time as well, that some people we know were certainly busy looking after their communities and their, you know, their group of people during that time, and perhaps not thinking about how they might like to get involved. So we're still, you know, building the program. We've got, you know, the bones there, and thoughts around some of those unique places to hold events. But certainly we'll still be out there having conversations with different groups of people and seeing if there's some new interest and other people who want to be involved. So please get in, you know, I guess it's getting in touch with us if there's still ideas floating around out there.
Excellent. Good luck with all that work behind the scenes that you do.
Well, look, I guess I'm in the privileged position, and the committee's in the position where we sort of sit there and, you know, look at the program, but that program is brought to us by, you know, our manager, Louise Tremper, and our creative director, Jamie Lee, you know. So I guess that's a change to the festival over the years. It's evolved in that where it used to be the committee who had to do everything. We now are in a position with funding and those sorts of things, and we're of the size where we have a team of staff that do lots of that legwork for us in that sense.
Well, I look forward to hearing more about it and look forward to the next festival in March. It's going to come around really quickly, given that there'll only be, what, 9 months between festivals?
Well, that's right, yeah. And, like, you know, so we, and like, of course, we're down to, you know, 6 months now. So, it does come, it's very fast turnaround, yeah. So for the team of staff, that's a very quick turnaround for them. And then also for the creative people around town, that's a quick turnaround. And given, you know, everyone's tired with COVID as well, you know, it is impacting people. Some people are finding the time to be creative, but others are struggling, you know, at this stage to think of those ideas and to, you know. So it's, in some ways, Shepparton Festival encouraged them to say, you know, this might be a time and how can we support you to do that?
Excellent. All right, well, look forward to hearing more about it as the time gets a bit closer. Thank you so much.
One thing that is happening that Shepparton Festival is continuing to run is creative chit chats. So they're being, if people want to check out the Shepparton Festival website, they're happening sort of fairly regularly, where you can get together online, of course, and have maybe a talk around ideas and thoughts and also difficulties and struggles that you might be having at the moment as a creative person, and given that the art sector has been so impacted by COVID, you know, there's some supports out there, and one of those is the Shepparton Arts Festival Creative Chit Chat. So hop onto our website or our social media pages and you'll find links about how to get involved in those.
Excellent. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Kirsten Green, the chair of the Shepparton Festival.
Thanks for your time, Terry.
This station, FM 98.5, subscribes to the Broadcasting Community Code of Practice. The Code of Practice is a set of agreed standards that have been developed by community radio stations across Australia. They reflect the unique principles of community broadcasting and guide stations in a whole range of activities, including complaints handling and Australian music content. If you'd like a copy of the code, please contact us during business hours and we will mail a copy to you.
Do you need it knocked over or smashed up? Keith McRae Demolitions are your demolition and environmental cleanup specialists. Equipped with EPA trucks and a mobile concrete crusher, they're also licensed asbestos removalists. Call into their yard where they stock a huge range of secondhand timber, steel, aluminium windows, all at super secondhand prices. Call Crowbar Demolitions today on 58299413.
Sponsors of 1FM.
I love springtime, the warm sunshine and the beautiful flowers, but it's also the start of spider and snake season. Baby spiders are hatching right now, so it's the perfect time to get your house sprayed for spiders. Our technicians are COVID vaccinated and follow a strict COVID safe plan. At Jason's Pest Control, we only use the best and safest chemicals to treat your entire home inside and out, including your fences and rubbish bins. So don't let spiders invade your home. Book a spider spray now. Jason's Pest Control, 1-800-599-699, or find us on Facebook.
Station sponsor.
The local property market is hot and there has never been a better time to sell. Are you thinking of selling, or maybe you're just curious about what your home is worth in today's market? Your Sold Real Estate has many qualified buyers looking for properties across the Golden Valley in all price ranges right now. At Your Sold Real Estate, you can expect a fresh, reliable, old-fashioned and proactive approach when it comes to selling your property. Put the billy on and we will be around for a cuppa and a chat. Call today, 5831 6633, or visit our website at yoursoldrealestate.com.au. You'll be sold by our service.
Station sponsor.
Ardmona Primary School takes pride in providing every child an opportunity in learning with highly qualified and passionate staff from the local area. Check us out. Search Ardmona Primary School online and take our virtual tour. Our culture is clear and present in all aspects of the school. Our school takes a lead in supporting individualised student learning programs and is known as one of the most popular schools in the local region. Search Ardmona Primary School today or find us on Facebook. Ardmona Primary School, where you'll find fun, friendly students and one big family.
Station sponsor.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.